interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
My favorite spam calls are when you get that reaction. Like, you ever, like, my phone will be like, spam warning.
Yeah.
But lately,
yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't. Like, obviously, the spammers have figured that out.
Yeah.
So
they,
like,
can send you a call.
It'll say, like, from Phoenix, New York. So I'm like, oh, is this something I'd answer? And I'll answer it. And it's always like a second of silence. And then,
Joshua?
And I go, what?
Is this JJ Grosset?
I go, yeah, like, they're shocked that I answered.
Oh, my God. Oh, hold on.
Well, we've been trying to reach you. And I
hold on, I was masturbating.
Yeah. They say my name the craziest possible way. Yeah. It's not, last name's not an easy name. I
like that, though.
Joshua? Joshua?
What? Yeah.
Huh?
Is this JJ Grosset?
Nope.
Nope, not me.
Nope.
Did you picked up your phone?
Uh-huh. Because you called it.
Yeah.
And I never do that, and I hate answering my phone.
You did the thing that you were trying to do where you tried to go around the spam blocker.
Yeah.
You knew what you were doing.
You did it. Now you got me. Now
right?
What's your pitch?
What? What do you want?
Well, we have 10% off floor mats.
Okay, oh, thanks.
No, I hang up. If they don't say my name right... Nope.
Nope,
that's not me.
You failed the first test.
Nope, that's not my name.
Click. Oh!
Goodbye.
Benjamin?
Really?
Benjamin. Just right. Say Benjamin.
Right.
Say Benjamin. If you're going to get into this business,
yep.
Learn name pronunciations.
Right. You're going to have to. No, my favorite now is my Discover card.
Why?
Guy, like my Discover card payment, mm-hmm. Automated payment thing.
It's a guy. Talks to you
that's right.
Talks to you like this.
You played him for me.
How the hell are you, guy?
But
you
it's a robot?
Yeah.
But... I'll talk to you like I ain't no robot,
fella.
And that's how it sounds.
I'm just a southern gentleman.
You calling to make a payment? Oh, all right.
I do love that.
And it's like, I am making a payment. And
yeah.
I talk to it like that because you can't help but be like,
You slip into the accent.
I am, thank you.
So they're
welcome.
They're not calling you.
No.
You're calling them to make a payment,
yeah.
But that's the automated voice.
Yeah. So if that did call me, I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't even hate that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mr. Lisi, we're trying to get a hold of you.
you did it.
Well,
partner.
You did it. Hey, howdy.
Howdy.
Thanks for. I'm right here.
Howdy, fella.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Mr. Lisi. If I do reckon you're calling me on a Tuesday,
you trying to make a payment on your car?
You trying to give me a couple of what would have been old Western money? Would have been money, right? Like,
oh yeah, just some buffalo head nickels.
You got me a couple of buffalo head nickels. You're looking to make the
couple Spanish doubloons. You stole.
Fine folks down here at Discover really looking forward to that payment, Mr. Lisi.
And then when he goes like through it, he's like, if something pops up that like he recognizes, he'll go, oh hey. I noticed the last time you tried to make a payment from this here account here.
I love that.
Want to use it again?
Yeah. Hey.
Hey. I was looking through my files here and I noticed.
I was taking her a gander at such things.
Couldn't help but notice last time you used checking number ending in 8427. You want to use that again?
And that's exactly what it is. And
yeah,
I do. And I go, I do. And he goes, all right then.
Hey. You go get them.
That's basically it. They wrap it up. He does it like, all right, well, now just to make sure we got all this right.
Uh-huh.
You want to make a payment on your car
ending
with
in
that same checking account you
yeah.
used before.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I do.
I do, computer. Southern computer gentleman.
All right, then.
Hey, you make sure you stop by the saloon on your way out. You get yourself a drink.
Rustle yourself up some beef. I think I will.
Huh?
I think I will.
Huh?
Hey, you have. Is that all we got to do for you today?
It is.
Well, I think so. Hey.
The hell out of here.
Get the hell. You get out of here, you rascal.
So and so.
Well, I guess I got to be getting on down the dusty road.
That would be so great. All right, I'm going to head on down this dusty road, Mrs. Lizzie.
She's gone. You just hear, like, in the distance.
It's Cody's automated Discover payment guy, who they've, for some reason, voiced like a southern gentleman, like an old-timey western, like, blacksmith.
Yep. Just pops his head up. Hey!
Hey!
I'm playing banker today. He done did be sick, so
yeah,
I'm gonna
be
banker today.
Right?
He looking to give me a little cash?
Hey! Couldn't help but notice.
Hey, I'm looking through some files.
You got an $84 minimum payment. We looking to settle up today? I guess we're looking to settle up.
Settle up your tab, are you?
You looking to settle up there, friend? Come on in there.
The doc told me you'd be stopping on by.
Doc told me you'd be stopping by today.
Ooh, I like this one. Ooh. It's like Bon
that's
Jovi.
For when, that's when you get late. That's when you're late on a payment, and he calls you.
Hey, Cody. I ain't trying to start no trouble, but couldn't help but notice you didn't make your minimum Discover payment yesterday.
Now I know. That you know that we know your past checking account. Do you think we don't have access to her?
Mr. Leafy, you and I are longtime friends. I'd hate for something to happen to you so you don't make this payment.
We're just going to go ahead. Do the right thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I will. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, You already have my checking account. Yeah, but we can't do it till you say it.
Yeah, go ahead.
So say it.
Say it right now.
I don't want to because I don't have the monies. Well,
that's...
There's other ways.
That's an awful, awful, terrible thing that you just did told me. But not my problem. We'll see you at noon.
Oh, no!
It's weird that Discover said I could clean out the horse troughs for my minimum payment this month.
You come on down to the ranch.
Hey,
I got chores that'll make you a man and make you wish you never done missed a payment.
We got coffins to build, son. You get down here.
What?
We had the
scurvy. We got grown-up and baby coffins. We need building.
It's coming to be winter time.
It's coming to be winter.
You don't think we ain't gonna lose half the population
in
the winter time?
We're gonna lose a lot of kin, so you better get down here and start making these coffins if you want to settle up.
All right.
Okay.
So you're telling me you're about to do a one-time day shift down here making coffins?
Yeah, I think I'll do that.
Is that right?
I'll do that.
Yeah, that's right. All right, then.
Mom, I gotta go out of town for a weekend. Why? Discover said if I help the Undertaker make coffins, then they'll cover my payment this month.
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Krabs. We gotta go away for a month. Why? Where are you going? I gotta go make baby coffins for Discover Card. I'm sorry.
They had a bad run of the Black Death, so I gotta go make a bunch of baby coffins.
All right, you get down here.
This first cold spell didn't hit them well.
Nah, but they're used to it.
Yep.
And I wonder if they, like, went through other voices. Like, Discover in, like, the...
Just a couple different random accents, like or just like a French guy. You like to make payment?
Huh? Ah, oui, oui.
You're going to make payment. That's not...
Easy.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I don't like this guy. He's mocking me.
Like, they had a lot... They did a lot of R&D on this.
Just, like, it's like a...
Southern old-timey guy. Do that.
Oh, I mean, I like that better than, like, sad, like, teen or whatever. Yo, remember you make payment?
Yeah, emo teen.
Yeah, that's cool, I guess, whatever. How much?
Yeah.
Wow, it's a lot of freaking money.
Or you call Discover and go, it's me, Mario!
What? I had to get other voice work. They sold off.
Well, no, they did a partnership with the new Mario movie, so now you've got to talk to,
even better.
Yeah.
You're going to make a payment! They include the ticket to a new movie!
Yes.
No ticket to a new movie.
Ah, see, it's me! Your minimum payment, give me the superstar! Oh,
I'm taking your money! All of it's gone! What? No!
Thank you for calling Discover, this is Kermit the Frog!
Hey, Discover, can I just do this online? Like, we don't got to keep doing this, right?
Yay!
Thanks, Discover.
Make your payment.
Yay!
We're hip. We're cool. We're in Discover Card. We're cool.
That's your confirmation.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you a confirmation letter. Yeah. And it's just a gif of Kermit.
Yeah. Yay! Discover, you're so in touch with the youth. Now they've left. Now Pearl Jam left. Come on, Dum Dum.
Just take going, guys. Just walking away.
All right, bye, Stone Gossard. That's what he does. He walks out of the studio when he's done playing, and then you just leave the mics up. Yeah, no, he does a natural fade, is what we call it. It's K Rock. How you guys doing? Good. Happy Tuesday.
Oh,
happy Tuesday.
It's not Wednesday.
That was Wednesday, bro.
A little bit.
Last night was middle school band concert. Crushed it. Nailed it.
What is it? Is it this time of year? So it's Christmas
holiday.
Stuff?
And then next week's the mall concert. We do got a three banger.
They go to the mall.
Yeah, bro.
Where?
Destiny.
Like where?
Canyon area.
Really?
Yeah.
And then just do some singing.
Do the singing. Do the music. All that.
Interesting. Play I didn't the know they did that.
Oh yeah, bro. You want to come with me? Want to come with me, bro? I mean, date?
Not really.
Oh, damn it. I'm going to go over there next week. No, last night was band concert. Tomorrow night's chorus concert. Next week is mall concert.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of singing.
It's a lot of Sleigh Ride, bro. That's an icon. When it comes to middle school band, you're going to hear Sleigh Ride.
Something Sleigh Ride.
No, it's the one. How does Sleigh Ride go? Hold on a second.
I don't know.
All I ever know is that Sleigh Ride always ends with... Yeah, that's it. That's it. It always ends with that.
The one that you can either... you either get the good version or you get like the instrumental version.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, it didn't even do the things.
Hold on, let me see Sleigh Ride.
Why can't I think of?
Yeah, here you go.
The actual.
Yeah, this is it. You're gonna hear this.
Love this song.
If you're at a middle school concert, you're gonna hear this. Ding 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 ding. Then you get the kid with the braces playing the bells.
Yeah, this is some of the triangle.
Yeah. My kid likes sports, too, but you can like both. You can actually like both things.
No. Nerds.
You can do it all. No, last night we did... Dude, this week is crazy. Last night was band concert, immediately into basketball practice. Tomorrow night's chorus concert, and then into basketball practice.
Yeah. Yeah, see, sometimes you get this one.
Woodblock guy, yeah, woodblock kid.
When it's the instrumental, you're like, oh.
Yeah, that's how it goes, man. I've told you, the secret to getting to play drums in middle school band is you got to have braces. My buddy Carol Brown and my buddy Mike Weaver both had braces. They both got to play the drums.
Really?
Me, I didn't have my braces yet, so I was put on trombone.
Oh, you're on the trombone?
That's the hack, bro. And those braces. Then you get woodblock bells in the background.
That's probably what I did. Woodblock.
Where you just click, 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 click.
Because my arms were long enough to play like trombone. I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be like.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Mr. Leafy, longer. No, my arms don't, though.
My son decided to pick the instruments only smaller than the tuba. He plays one step below the tuba, the baritone.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
It's like, imagine a tuba, just a little bit smaller. The case is
really?
As big as you.
Oh, why?
Because his best friend was playing the baritone.
Oh.
And they're the only two baritone players. So I had to watch him lug this gigantic instrument on stage yesterday, the size of him.
Not that, like, that's fine, kids and, you know, instruments and everything, that's great. But I can't believe that that's still a thing, that they're like.
What?
Yeah, I know, like, real world things, but.
Nah.
You better pick an instrument.
I think band is important. I always have been a band and chorus guy. I think it's important. They like it. But you can see it thin out. Like, fifth grade, everybody's in it.
Yeah.
Sixth grade, it's smaller.
It's one of those that's weird. It's just weird.
And then seventh and eighth grade, they're like, all right, just combine the bands.
Yeah, hurry up and get this done so then we can go make monkey bread.
I think it's very. I think music and arts is very important.
No, it's very important.
That's why he needs a trainer to carry that baritone.
Yeah, you gotta carry the baritone. It's just a weird thing.
It is weird.
To force an elective onto somebody, whereas it has no real...
It's old-timey, and I realized that last night.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it's just, maybe teach them how to, like, I don't know, anything. Come out of a social pandemic or something,
even,
like anything. But you make sure we still...
Even
you pick a trumpet.
As much as I, respect and love the music and arts programs at school...
Yeah, no, they're very important.
I
You got to broaden your horizons.
I'm sitting there watching this being like, we just really haven't moved past, like, the brass and the woodwinds. Like, it's something that our grandparents did.
Yeah.
And then our parents did.
Like, here's
and
a woodblock.
And then we did. And now our kids do.
Yep. Everyone just does it.
And then they just keep doing. Like, they're like, all right. Play a saxophone. Okay, I'll play a saxophone.
All right, I guess I will.
You're going to have to play a baritone. Okay, I will.
All right, that works. You're going to have to play a French horn.
Oh, okay. All right, I did it. The marching band's next level, man.
Yeah, all that stuff's crazy.
That's the next level.
Oh, that stuff's nuts.
We'd like one of our kids to do a year marching band. We'd like it. We'd like to see it. But if it's up to them, whatever they want to do.
I bet they wouldn't.
Whatever they want to do.
They would like to keep their underwear not pulled up over their heads.
Stop it. I will not tolerate any band slander on this show.
Ah, marching band. I'm going to have to make fun of you.
Marching band, they did the most hand stuff back then, bro. That's where you discovered bodies. I'll tell you what. I was in drumline.
Right, those rooms.
Yeah, man. You're alone a lot on a lot of buses. Oh, man.
Right.
But no, it was fun. It was good. The kids did a great job. They always do. And then we'll go to the mall. And It's just that season.
They still make them wear like
white shirt, black pants,
put on a stupid outfit. Yep. But can I just wear something like holiday? No.
My son came downstairs last night in just the button down white shirt, and I go, "Gonna need a t-shirt because we can see your nips through that." So
they go, "Oh, okay." blast some nips. It's holidays.
Just showing it.
It's the holidays.
And then we get home from basketball at what was it? We get home from basketball like 9:30 last night.
Yeah.
He's like, "Yeah, I got to get a YMCA membership so I can probably hit the gym like 7. I'm like, I got to take you to the gym at right? 7 a.m. so you can ball?
That's always my favorite with
12.
Kids that do that. Where it's like, you forget, though, that you can't ride your bike.
Yeah, like, I got to get up and bring you to the gym so you can ball.
Yeah, and I hit the gym.
Now, wife and I, we're going to get our YMCA membership again so we can get walking again.
Yeah.
But then it's just going to be more of me having to take this kid to the gym so he can work out.
I got a ball.
I got to bulk up, Dad.
You bulk up, I got a ball.
Where's my trainer, Dad?
You didn't give me a trainer yet? It's messed up.
And then this kid can go to, like, 10 hours of basketball practice, and the second he gets in the car, "Hey, what'd you guys practice tonight?"
"I don't know."
"Oh, you don't know?"
"Nothing."
It was happening 30 seconds ago.
"Oh."
"I don't know.
We ran around.
Ran around, played some drills." Okay. Good talk, bud. Yeah. Good talk.
I don't remember. I think we did something.
Good talk. I just sat there in the parking lot waiting for him to be done.
Score green beans.
Shut up, greenies.
Dropped 30 on him, I think.
Did you? Okay, good. I dunked. Yeah, nobody.
Cover.
I was dunking.
Couple reverse 360s.
Did a couple air somersaults, dunked it, but yeah, no big thing. Tom Brady doing Tom Brady stuff.
Ugh.
Underneath, and touchdown, Rashad White. Tom Brady's only NFL win after trailing by 13 or more points in the fourth quarter was against the Falcons in Super Bowl 51. 44th career comeback in the fourth quarter or overtime. The most all-time now.
What the hell?
Breaking that tie with Peyton Manning. And if you want to know why a guy like Brady, who at 45 in his 23rd year won't retire, it's games like this.
No question.
I mean, that is as exhilarating as it must get.
This is why, I don't understand sports radio. Like, why do you, listen to all those stats they just have.
Yeah.
Last time this happened was 1997. I'm like, who's feeding you this? There's somebody up in the booth?
Yeah, the guy next to him.
They're just finding random stats to say?
Yep, if you would pan out of that booth, there's probably 3 people on either side of them. One of their, they all have probably one very specific job. One of them is just
statistician?
Yeah.
Is that Paulie's? Does he do any of that?
No.
With Matt Park?
No, Paulie just, I think
he just sits there?
Sits there and makes sure that, the levels are good and, he stays connected and I don't think Paulie's jumping on the computer.
Is Matt Park his coffee?
Yeah, and getting, "Holy, I need a bagel." And he gets him a bagel.
And he runs back and gets just a quick interview from Coach Boeheim.
Yep. I think that's it.
He's 21.
Because the stats guy just sits there with a laptop and literally has stuff
just
Googling
the whole thing. Just has
instantly can be
the last time this happened was against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Prints out, slides it right in front of Joe Buck, and Joe Buck has it right there in front of him.
It's just, whenever they rifle this stuff off, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Tom Brady comes back. Final score, Bucks 17, Saints 16. So what does that mean for our fantasy league here real quick? Did you look at it this morning?
No, not as much as I should have because I thought that was going to be it.
The rundown for the Adirondack Food and Fuel Championship Belt, of course, presented by Killebrew.
because there's only four playoff spots. I made just a little bit of an error, but I didn't realize that we had another week left.
Mm.
So, I mean, I have now gone from bottom of this league to now two games back of first in the division and a 35% chance of making those playoffs still.
I'm calling sabotage.
I mean, if I could rig this, you believe me, I would. I'm the top trending team.
What happened? You just made the right adjustments?
Yeah, my team is stacked. Like
Tyler says you're on the bubble.
Like, I should have a much better record. It's just, they didn't do anything, and they're all kind of gelling now. Like, I've got Patrick Mahomes and Tony mm-hmm. Pollard and DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett and Chris Godwin. I got the Browns defense. Got Joe Mixon on the bench. Got DeAndre Hopkins on the bench. Got the Jets defense on. I got a whole mess load of people.
So, as of right now, who are our top four? Who's in the playoffs?
Right now, if the playoffs started today, it would be Tyler, Buster, Jealousy, and Nick. Ooh, tighten your nuts.
Wow.
That's the one guy that's ahead of me that I don't know if I'm going to be able to pass because he's beaten me, I think, maybe even twice.
I think Cody's using Game Genie on this. He came from nowhere.
I wish. Yeah, right now, I'm the first team out of the playoffs. Right above Oopie.
And you get one more week?
And there's one more week
left. So is there just 1 week of regular season football left?
No, there's a couple.
Why does fantasy end early?
That way, like a week 18, if, say, the Eagles, who I'd imagine they'll clinch all the things and everything.
Oh, they're not
going
to put players in anymore.
They're
going
to be like, all right, Miles Sanders, Jalen Hurts, Antonio Brown, why don't you sit down so you don't get hurt before the Super Bowl run?
Okay.
And then your fantasy team goes, oh, sorry, all your best players are now back.
They don't play yet. Okay, that makes sense then. Makes sense.
Who do I play this week? Does it say yet? Oh, it doesn't say yet. But
Eyeball says he was projected to finish dead last in his league at the start of the season. Now he locked up the playoffs last week.
See? Yeah, I was picked to finish 12th in this one, and now it says third.
How the turntables, man.
How the turntables.
Good for you. Well, thank you, Killer Brew, for obviously being a supporter of our Cody Mack Fantasy Football League as they attempt for this Adirondack Food and Fuel Championship belt.
I'm going to take it.
When do we have a winner by? Does it go till next?
It'll be a couple weeks.
Yeah.
There's 1 week of this, mm-hmm. then there's a couple weeks of playoffs. So
okay.
Within a month.
All right.
We are a month out.
Month out from seeing who wears that belt.
Who's going to have to try to pry
odds are
that.
It's not you, though. You can't make a run from fifth place to first.
All I need to do is get into the playoffs. If I get into the playoffs, there's a chance.
Then you start chipping away.
Then I maybe knock off the number one seed, and mm-hmm. then I take it into championship.
Mm-hmm.
That would be...
You play Andy this week, it says.
Oh, all right. Oh, yeah. That's just going to be such a bad look.
I don't care.
If I win...
We've been completely transparent. We did nothing. If anything, you were hindered because you were trying to put the stickers on the board while trying to draft.
All in the up and up. But, man, that would just be so funny.
I don't think anybody would fault you if you, out of nowhere, you pulled this off.
If I was the worst team at one point. was I 1-6 or something, or 2-6?
I don't know. Rick is texting, and he feels you. He started 0-3 in his league.
See? We got this.
Is it, like, just because the players you thought were going to be good weren't good, or did something happen throughout the season? Or just...
Yeah, everything you just said. That. They weren't as good as I thought they were going to be. Mm-hmm. They weren't playing as well. Random things happened in the season where people got hurt mm-hmm. randomly. They just weren't meshing. Patrick Mahomes had to get a rapport with his new receivers.
Gotcha.
Now everybody's kind of rolling a little bit.
All right, good. This is exciting. I like this. I like this run up to the end. Dunlap plays Dusty Balls, he says in Twitch.
Oh, gotcha.
Tyler's going to rest all of his players this week.
I mean, I'm probably going to be unbearable if I win, I would imagine.
Textline says the Browns defense got you 30 points.
Yeah, they were nasty this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, man.
The Texans are just terrible.
I'm still learning all this fantasy stuff, but it's fascinating to hear you guys talk about it. I love it.
It just makes random mundane games, like nobody would have cared about the Browns,
mm-hmm.
Texans otherwise, but I had the Browns defense, so they were scoring touchdowns and interceptions and sacks, and it was like, all right, this is awesome. And then I was like, did I just say this is awesome to a Browns Texans?
Yeah, but
game?
it's like gambling, but without losing money, because you've like got all these things happening in the game that only you care about. You only care if that guy gets so many yards.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
Because better new cars really do make better used cars, it only makes sense that a used Toyota from Burdick Toyota is a very smart move. All of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value, but when you purchase a Toyota certified used vehicle, you'll be driving home a top-of-the-class used unlike any other. Every Toyota certified used vehicle from Burdick Toyota comes with an exceptional coverage policy, and each vehicle undergoes a rigorous 160-point inspection. Only the best vehicles can receive a Toyota certified seal of approval. Now that you know, drive home your Toyota certified used Corolla, Camry, RAV4, or Prius Hybrid from Burdick Toyota. Because better new cars really do make better used cars, it only makes sense that a used Toyota from Burdick Toyota is a very smart move. Find your Toyota certified used in person at Burdick Toyota in Cicero or online at burdicktoyota.com.
Good morning, Wayne. Wayne, can you hear me? Hello, Wayne?
Nope.
I got nothing. I got no Wayne.
Uh-oh. You didn't. You got the audio. You got to push more buttons.
There's Wayne. There he is.
We're having.
Uh-oh.
Please call our support immediately.
Computer issues this morning.
What happened, Wayne?
I tried to get a webcam in Ottawa, and now it says the IP address is locked up, so now I got to call Microsoft.
Nah, I would say that's a, I would say that's a, all right, I would say that's a fraud. Oh, God, what's going on?
Yeah, and I unplugged already.
Yeah.
And they came back up again. So I'm now I got to figure out how to get out of it.
Wayne, that is a scam. Do not call Microsoft. In no way is that a real thing. They're trying to get you to call, and they're going to steal money from you. So don't do that.
Yeah. So I've got to get and I rebooted.
Yeah.
This came back up again.
Please do not attempt to shut down or restart your computer.
Yeah, I'm going to say that you might have a little bit of a virus on there.
Yeah.
You might want to find some kind of scanning app to get that out of there, because I don't know what's going on, Wayne.
Okay, well, I'm going to unplug it for right now.
All right, stand by. Wayne is unplugged.
Wayne's got a reboot. He's got issues.
Time to reboot.
All right, he just rebooted. He's got that off. Well, where was the webcam going to be, Wayne?
Ottawa.
Why are we going to Ottawa today?
Just for the heck of it, colder air will eventually be coming in. So that was going to be an Ottawa webcam. And
you never know what's going on up there in Canada, Wayne. But listen, don't ever call those fake Microsoft numbers because they scam me out of money. Don't do that.
Yeah, no. Don't want to do that. So we'll have to figure out how to get out of this and get that normal screen back.
Well, it's all right. We can just talk about the weather here locally, Wayne. That's fine.
We could do that.
Yeah,
we could do that.
It's going to warm up here these next couple of days, and then cool off over the weekend. It looks right. What are we going to get here locally?
Okay, grab the umbrella today. It's not going to be a lot of rain, but off and on showers, and we'll look at temperatures not too far from what they are now. We'll be mid and upper 40s today with some off and on showers. Same thing tonight, mid 40s, some rain. Tomorrow, still some lingering showers around morning, midday, probably tapering off during the afternoon. It's not steady. It's not constant. It's not heavy, but it's going to be around. And then on Thursday, we'll try for a dry day. Still lots of clouds around Thursday, but dry. And then a little bit cooler for the weekend. And just a little note looking down the road. And maybe the end of next week, not the end of this week, the end of next week. That may be the start of a noticeably colder pattern. So we'll talk about that as we get closer to the end of next week.
All right, things getting chilly a little bit. All right, Wayne, listen.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, don't call any of those phone numbers. You let me know. You message me, and I'll help you through any issues. If that's popping up on sites, don't go back to that Ottawa webcam, because maybe that's where the hackers are. If it's popping up on other sites, you message me and we'll figure it out, sir. We'll make sure we figure it out.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I don't want my good friend Wayne Mahar getting sabotaged out of money.
No.
By people overseas. No. All right,
no,
Wayne.
No, we don't need that.
Best of luck, sir. We'll check in tomorrow.
Okay. Have a good day. Thanks.
Wayne Mahar gives us the weather just before 7 o'clock. That's the sky. Now, listen.
It's just that first
with the
part.
Lady in the background.
That was every dad ever conversation
I get
right
it.
There. Just the.
I get it.
Yeah.
He thinks that you got to call Microsoft. You don't call Microsoft.
No, you never know. Yeah.
Because what you do is you call that number. I've told you guys this a million times. You call that number.
Yep.
They take over your screen. They give the illusion that they've accidentally deposited $5,000 into your account. Oh, my God. I'm going to lose my job. Okay, here's all you've got to do.
Yeah.
Go to your bank. Send me back $2,000 of it. You keep the other $3,000 and everything's fine. And then, wait a minute. They didn't really drop $5,000 in your bank account.
All of it.
They just stole your money from you. So never, ever, ever mess with those people. Mm. Never call them. Never do any of that.
Nope. Never go to Ottawa webcams. You Canadian freaks up there. I don't know what you're doing with that maple syrup, but...
Poor Wayne, my bro. I'm here for you, Wayne. I will. I'll get him on the line. I'll walk him through it.
Yeah.
I'll walk him through it. Just never mess with those. And if it... Your first clue is always robot voice, by the way.
Yeah.
Please call this number, blah, blah, blah. That ain't official in any way.
No.
All right. Lovely Wayne. What a delight. My guy.
Lucky he didn't just punch it.
He should have. Ripped that screen right off the goddamn wall.
Right off the wall.
Ho, ho, ho! Oh, little train, my little elf, another great Christmas.
Ah, man, it's boring. Same thing every year.
So let's have a funky Christmas.
Go down, let's go. Come on.
I don't really get what this is.
Funky, funky Xmas by New Kids on the Block?
No.
Check it out.
Is that the New Kids? Yeah.
On the block. Hey, this is pretty funky.
Have a funky, funky Christmas. Have a funky, funky Christmas.
Wegmans Lights on the Lake tonight and every night through the holidays into January.
It's Christmas time. We're going to celebrate with a rhyme.
You go to lightsonthelake.com, you buy the tickets ahead of time, makes that line go so much faster because all you got to do is show your phone. And don't worry, dummies, if you're out driving around and you make the last-minute decision to take the family through Lights on the Lake, mobile-friendly, you bring it up there on the website. My Utica friends, my Mohawk Valley friends, just a quick shot down the thruway. As soon as you get off the exit, it's like 5 minutes off the exit. So
yeah, just do it.
Shut up and do it.
Just do it. Try.
You'll see if you're watching in Twitch, Cody Mack displaying...
I got this.
The snowman wand.
Never giving it
available
back.
For purchase.
Bring it with me when I go.
If your kids want to be a part of the light show. So I'm playing this for a reason. Not just because I'm doing a Lights on the Lake read, but because...
Because it's funky, brah.
They did a survey because it's what you do, I guess. And they asked everybody what their most hated Christmas song is, and I refuse to believe the results because...
Christmas shoes.
That should be a correct answer.
That's the only answer.
It's one of many answers, but it's not the one that came up most hated.
Well, they're wrong. They're very wrong.
A new survey found Americans' most hated Christmas song is...
The Mariah Carey one.
Mariah Carey's Santa Baby.
Yeah.
No, wait.
No, the All I Want for Christmas is You,
no,
right?
Not Mariah Carey's Santa Baby, but the song Santa Baby.
Oh, really?
Which is
like,
weird.
I don't really like that either.
I love Santa Baby.
Because it's the one where she just wants you to...
Just give me
a bunch of stuff.
So bad.
Just give me things. Give me some
Kelly
jewelry.
Clarkson was singing it the other day on her show because, I watched the Kelly Clarkson show. Don't judge me. It's a delightful escape from the day-to-day stresses.
Yeah.
But isn't that the one where they're trying to bang Santa real hard?
Yeah, pretty much. She wants him to give me gifts... And I need a car, and I need diamonds, and I need a ring. She wants all the stuff.
Here. Let me listen to Gwen Stefani sing it. See if I like it anymore.
Oh.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the...
This is really America's most hated Christmas song?
Oh.
Yeah, this woman wants to have hot intercourse with Santa Claus.
Oh. Yeah.
Is it your most hated?
No.
I don't think it's mine either.
No.
Like, y'all got better ones coming in, like Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Whoa!
I would have given you that.
Whoa!
You don't. You. Oh.
Don't
you like that?
Don't you? Hey!
You like that?
Who's blocked? You're blocked.
That's a song that you like?
That's a good one. I like that. I like the Dominic the Donkey.
Ah, oh, Do you like Dominic the Donkey?
I love Dominic the Donkey.
You're the one.
Oh, man. Come on.
So they said,
oh,
number five is Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Okay.
Number four is Wham's Last Christmas.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time coming in third.
Oh, I hate that, too.
I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by Jackson 5, and then...
I also hate that one, too.
What we did there.
Yep, that's fine. So, yeah, that the list, that's it's okay.
Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for grandma.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Santa Claus...
So on the end of this, the reason I was playing New Kids on the Block, it's because Rolling Stone has released their list of the worst Christmas songs. Not necessarily the most hated, because the most hated are very popular songs. I think they're hated because they're heard so much.
Yeah.
Making that list was obviously Funky Funky Xmas by New Kids on the
Block.
This
is really bad.
This is terrible.
Especially because they started out really awkwardly.
Hey, y'all.
So I'm going to go through a couple of these because some of them I don't know.
Okay.
Sneaking downstairs on Christmas Eve, I saw a sight that you just wouldn't believe. St. Nick.
Who's doing the British accent?
Dusting off his booty with a frown on his face. He said, hey, I said...
All right, whatever. They're fine.
And that's everyone's favorite boy band ever.
What's Twinkle Twinkle Little Me by Stevie Wonder?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Twinkle Twinkle Little Me, something something, what do you see?
Funky.
Got that bass
twinkle,
line.
Twinkle, little me. I have a lovely life.
I could vibe with this.
I'm the star upon your tree.
I could vibe with this. I don't hate it.
You? I think it's just
Christmas
dumb, I guess. You know what I mean?
Twinkle, twinkle.
Yeah, I think it's just dumb. Like, it's not... I don't
know. We didn't need it, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, it's almost like a kid's song.
All right, let me go through here. I got a couple. I got... There's like 20 of them. I don't need to play all of them.
Okay.
Like, Justin Timberlake's Mistletoe off of his Christmas album made the list. Not Timberlake. Justin Bieber. Sorry, Justin Bieber.
I was going to say, you watch your mouth.
Oh, my God. All right, I actually love this song. Sorry.
I just can't stand his... annoying little voice.
You guys can drag me. I love this song.
No, you don't.
I do.
You do not.
Beebs and I are bros.
You can do some skanking over it. Half skank.
There should never be a shorty in a Christmas song.
No, he's just the most annoying little douchebag that's ever existed. That's the problem.
He's up there.
He could be musically talented and still be the most annoying little douchebag that's ever existed.
I had an opportunity to end it all, and I didn't. That's on me. I'm sorry, guys.
Real nice.
Backdoor Santa by Bon Jovi. You know that, right?
These guys love it.
Hey, boys! Let's do it!
He does a Bruce Springsteen ripoff?
I mean, yeah. Rolling Stones' worst Christmas songs ever.
I don't think I know this.
Yeah!
I don't think I heard of this.
Richie Sambora, let's go!
Wow.
And yet we all get the pun of what Backdoor Santa means.
Yeah.
Mom, do you know this? My mother's in Twitch saying, damn Backdoor Santa.
I mean... Just a bad song. That's all. I can't blame Bon Jovi for this. I love Bon Jovi. What?
Yeah, that's a bad song. That's a bad song, Rolling Stone. Don't give me that one.
What cities?
Well, I keep the boys busy.
Well, what do you say? He keeps all the little girls happy while the little boys are outside to play.
Like, the lyrics are very problematic, sure.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, we all are. All right, fine. Yo, shut up.
What? What
it just
was
keeps going.
That?
That was Backdoor Santa by Bon Jovi. Rolling Stones' worst Christmas songs ever. Now I will.
Did he write that, or is that like a?
I'm sure he did. Yeah. Or there was 20 writers.
You need John Bovey for that one.
Now I'll take my lumps when I gotta take them.
All right. What happened?
Because Weezer made the list. You know, guys, I love Weezer.
Well,
but
this is the problem. Where is there's no way that these guys should be doing any Christmas music. No. Bands just get bored.
I know, you can say it, I know. I love Weezer and I can't approve this.
It's just, it's not how this is supposed to sound. I don't know.
They did a whole album, bro.
Really? See, the bands get bored.
Like they did We Wish You a Merry Christmas, Weezer style.
Oh, they did.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
I like this better than the last one, I think.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now,
is there?
What?
Is there an Oasis Christmas?
Oh, my God. Not that on this list, but if there is, I want to find it.
Man,
oh, Backdoor Santa was by Clarence Carter. Oh, yes, from Bruce Springsteen. All right.
Oh, of course.
Good call. Now I'm going to flip it back on you guys.
Okay.
Because on this list.
All right.
Is an NSYNC song. You guys were all defending JT just a second ago.
No.
I never knew the meaning of Christmas by NSYNC.
I already love it.
No, 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 no.
La, 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 la.
I love boy band soul.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Looking back on childhood days, I can't believe my foolish ways.
Thought smart to start with JT.
Came from my storm. Had to know what was there for me.
Yeah.
Underneath the Christmas tree.
Say what?
I didn't know that there could be so much more.
Come on.
But in all of the rush, I was missing so much. Girl, you
what is this song?
It ain't a bad Christmas song.
Yeah. I never knew the meaning of Christmas.
They never did.
No, they didn't. They didn't know.
I'm mad at that.
He just loves Santa. This is actually about Santa.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Now.
You're the keyboard player for NSYNC.
I don't know why this would make the list, because the ingredients seem like it would be good. I've never heard it. A little Josh Groban, Faith Hill combo.
Oh, no.
On the worst Christmas songs ever, called The First Noel.
Because he's a little over the top, so I'm sure it's bad because he's probably even more over the top.
Like, again, the ingredients on the package sound like I'd like them, but...
Yeah.
Let me hear it.
All
right, we're going to start real sad.
Yeah, did Hooba Snake make a Christmas song?
Not that I can find.
Christmas.
Get to it!
1 second.
The first Noel.
I mean, moms would like this.
My mom does like Josh Groban.
My mom has this tape, I'm sure.
My mom 100% likes Josh Groban.
Josh Groban is for moms.
Yep.
Josh Groban is for your dads. What? Why would I say that? I started saying a sentence and I panicked halfway through. Damn it. I don't know why I say the things I say. All right, I'm out. That's
they're so easy. It's like, hey, lady, you got a voice? Want to sing a duet with me? And then they do.
Yeah, my mom's loving that though. Both of our moms. Moms love Josh Groban.
Yep.
Santa Baby, but by the Pussycat Dolls. Rolling Stones' worst Christmas songs.
Oh, my.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me.
Meow.
I've been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Marry this.
It's the exact same version as everything else.
Santa baby.
You know what I mean?
It's the same thing. All right, we got texted an Oasis Christmas song.
No
I didn't
way!
Know this existed.
No way!
And I haven't previewed it, so I'll have the dump button ready, because I don't know if we just got sent a joke link.
Are you very big we get mad? I wouldn't be surprised if he swears in it, because he's him.
All right, let me have the dump button ready. It's called Oasis Merry Christmas, Everybody.
Let me see.
I don't... All right, whatever. I'll just play it, and I'll dump it if I gotta dump it, because I've never heard this.
I don't know. I don't know if it's...
You don't know if it's real?
Are you hanging up your stockings on the wall?
Oh my God, it's real.
It's the time that every
I mean, it's the best
Santa
Christmas song ever.
Has a ball.
I mean, if you're trying to convince two Oasis fanboys that this isn't any
does
good, it's not going to work.
Man, I know you're right. It's the best song ever.
Turn up on a sleigh. Do the fairies keep in sound of fall?
Today. Do you know that it's Christmas? Do you know that it's Christmas? Do you know that it's Christmas? I mean, right? That's how it's got to go if it's an Oasis song.
Man. That's yeah. That was basically it. That was it right there.
And I open my present now, little by little.
Had a present.
Kids picking up all the paper now, little by little. Putting all the bows in garbage bag because he wants to clean the floor before we get to the next gifts.
And there it is.
There it is.
That was basically it.
Back to the worst Christmas songs ever.
That wasn't it.
That was it. That one I just did was it, yeah.
Oh, man.
Remember when Seth MacFarlane wanted to be a crooner?
Oh, yeah. No, he always does. He still does. He thinks
he's got a good voice. I'm not going to drag him for that because y'all can drag me because I like to sing. I don't care, but...
No, it's just annoying because he's all the time. He's always, in every Family Guy episode, he's got to throw it in there.
Him singing.
Like, oh, look, I know how to do a song and a dance. It's like, yeah, we get it, dude.
He made the list with Sarah Bareilles for being the worst, one of the worst Christmas songs, doing Baby, It's Cold Outside.
But I like her.
I love Sarah Bareilles.
The problem is now he just sounds like Brian the dog when he
right.
tries to sing.
I really can't
but baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I don't hate this Christmas song.
I've heard this.
If I didn't know that it was Seth MacFarlane, I'd like it.
What's your hurry?
Yeah, because I keep trying to hear Family Guy voices in it.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Some records on while I pour.
Neighbors might
but baby,
all right, I'm not mad at that one.
Let's and do a sex.
Finally, here on the list of the worst Christmas songs ever recorded. I don't know this one. It's got the ingredients for being terrible.
Okay.
When you take a Jessica Simpson and her sister Ashley Simpson.
Oh, boy.
And you put those together for a little drummer boy duet.
No, that ain't going to be it. They're both annoying as hell.
Oh my God, get to it.
No, they all have to build up for an hour. Every one of them.
Come, they told me. My voice is so dumb.
Oh, jeez.
And then she dances off the stage at SNL.
Yep.
Our finest gifts we bring power up,
What?
They both suck.
Whoa! Whoa!
Yeah, I can't hang with this, sorry. Well, don't worry. If you want a drummer boy palate cleanser,
Uh-oh.
Justin Bieber and Busta Rhymes did it too.
See, come on. That's busting me.
What
like,
I want y'all to do right now is break your effing neck.
Nobody wanted a Christmas tree. Nobody wanted me too. Nobody wanted a salt. Nobody wanted a tree for you. Nobody wanted a princess on the ground too.
Oh, all right, Buster. Newborn king to see. Pa-ra-pa-pa-pum.
Our finest gifts we bring. And can I just say, this isn't now Justin Bieber. Not like it makes it any better. This is like 13-year-old Justin Bieber. Somebody had to go to Busta Rhymes and be like, hey, man, can you do a feature on a Christmas song?
With who?
Here's the thing.
I don't want to tell you.
Here's the thing, Flip Mode Squad.
Flip Mode Squad.
Here's the thing.
I know that you used to, like, you know, do stuff with Tupac and whatever, but,
You know you're the fastest rapper in the world.
Yeah, like, you're an icon, but if you could just maybe do a feature on this.
Here's a little sample of it.
Is this a girl? No, it's not. No, he didn't. It's not a girl.
Just that Britney Spears.
Who's this baby girl singing?
Is this that chipmunk voice they use on all their things?
Yeah. Oh, here he comes.
Oh, God.
Here he comes.
No.
Turn that back.
Justin.
Turn that back on. You do not.
In the presence of Bus.
He just rapped.
Attempt to rap or even speed rap like that, bro.
The little drummer boy on top of it.
The audacity of this bitch.
Not just rap.
To think.
He's going to rap the little drummer boy.
Busta Rhymes had every right to punch him square in the face.
At Busta Bus. You're going to do that. Because I'm playing for the sun, playing for the king. This is literally a Jimmy Fallon impression of Justin Bieber. I'm so tight, I might go psycho.
Christmas time, so here's a recital. Absolutely not, Justin Bieber.
And he's still going. Where is Busta Rhymes?
But he should have left the studio.
That's why he did this, because Busta was like, hell no.
Take me off the track.
And he left. I'm still young, but I go stupid,
love like Cupid. I'm a drummer boy, so do. Oh my God, Busta, you better show up to save this track.
Yeah, what? He's so stupid.
I do.
Cupid. What? You don't add your own lyrics to the little drummer boy.
This song set hip hop back 20 years.
Yeah.
Oh, here he is. That's fire, Justin. You hear that?
That's how you rap.
Shut up. Food up on my finger, sipping eggnog with a little sprinkle of vanilla, even though it's kind of cold. I'm pulling out a chinchilla. Bieber hit me back and said, let's make it hot up in the winter. I said, cool. You know I'm a deliver. Let's collaborate and make the holiday a little bigger. Before we work, I gotta get this off. See the other family members and drop gifts off. Then I'm headed to the studio because ain't nothing stopping. How you know we about to turn it up and really get it popping now. People everywhere and all our Twitter followers. Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Oh! I hope that you got
Merry Christmas.
Justin Bieber. Busta, I hope that this song bought you a house. I really do.
Right?
I hope you bought three houses off this song, because if not, man, I'm sorry.
Yep.
I'm sorry that somebody convinced you to do that.
Got all up in Twitter. Twice in that.
Yep.
Candybox.
We're remembering, I guess, the late Kirstie Alley in Twitch right now, watching, what was that movie called?
Rich for Richer or for Poor? I didn't even know it existed. One of the two.
Until we all just watched the trailer where Tim Allen and Kirstie Alley had to go pretend they were Amish to hide from being arrested, I guess.
Because then once you're on the lam, once you pretend to be Amish for a little while, then you can go back to society, I would imagine.
So it was basically Blitzkrieg before the show.
Yes.
Blitzkrieg.
Yep.
Rich people going to a poor town.
Yes.
Poor community. Obviously, we remember her from Cheers.
So, Rebecca, tell us about yourself. Sam never mentioned what you do.
I am a corporate attorney with the firm Emerson Lake and Palmer.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, they're a pretty famous group. Listen,
they were, obviously, she was in Look Who's Talking.
She's in a lot of stuff. That you don't really remember, because then she went through that period where she just kind of was on things.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really, really weird is it was on twice now in the last probably week and a half, was that King of Queens episode where Carrie has to eat for Kirstie Alley.
Wow, I don't even know that one.
Kirstie Alley is on a diet, but she likes to have other people eat for her, and she just enjoys it through them. So Carrie had to spend like the week eating for Kirstie Alley. That's one where Doug works at the Chinese restaurant.
Oh, I don't know that one.
He's the delivery guy.
I don't know that one.
Oh, that's a good one.
You get deeper into King of Queens than I do.
Yeah, I like that show.
I'll just catch an episode or two. But
nah, all of them.
She made her film debut in The Wrath of Khan, Star Trek II The Wrath of Khan, in 1982.
Wow, really?
She was in Summer School, Village of the Damned, and the Look Who's Talking movies, as we know about that. But probably most popular for Cheers, but also Veronica's Closet wasn't a bad sitcom. I like that one, too.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
Aired for three seasons. She was on The Masked Singer earlier this year.
Oh, really? Earlier this year? As like a 70-year-old?
She was that old, huh?
Yeah, I had no idea. She was 71 when she passed. That's crazy.
May she rest in peace. Very sad story. Yeah. Obviously, I don't know her as a person, but I only know her as a celebrity. But she was, and I was just thinking the other day, like, I don't know. The universe keeps serving me Cheers clips. And I'm like, I think I'm going to watch Cheers.
Oh, pardon me. I've never watched it. It's not my jam. Isn't that weird?
I don't know if it's my jam.
I don't really like
it. My brother got back into it like 5 years ago and it was funny.
Well,
he'd want to talk about Cheers.
Yeah, like when Netflix came out or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like, you ever seen this Cheers?
He's like, guys, I've been watching the show Cheers. The only memories I have of Cheers is Cousin Jay and I used to be on at Cousin Jay's house. Like,
his
parents watched it, but I didn't know it enough to know it.
Yeah, no, I never really watched it.
Although, I'd love to give it a try.
Although, I'm trying now before I say this to think of, and I can't, do you know any other Kirsties in the history of anything ever?
Was her name one of those situations where it's like, we misspelled it on the birth certificate?
So we just left it?
Yeah.
Because I've never heard of anybody, Kirstie.
A Kirstie?
Yeah.
It's a sweet name. I like it. But I do. I want to watch Cheers now. Well, not because of Kirstie Alley, but I'm being given universal signs that I would like to watch that for some reason. And Woody and the gang.
Now you might as well. You can do it like a
just put it on in my background show.
Like a tribute.
Put it on in my background show. Although my brain is really scratched by Christmas movies right now, so I might need to wait till after January 1st.
I was watching The Grinch last night, I get you.
What, Jim Carrey Grinch?
No.
Cartoon?
Because they remaster it so it looks all bright and vibrant whatever, but it's still that old school one. It's awesome. Oh,
did you get decorations up yesterday?
I did some, and then I just kind of sat in front of that tree for a while. I just turned off the lights and was like, I don't really need to do much more right now. I was just kind of infatuated with the tree.
I'm so happy that you didn't have to move your recliner, because you were like, I'm going to move the recliner, put the tree here, but now you get a chair next to a Christmas tree.
Yeah, I'm going to move the tree over a little bit just because I can, and then I can have the chair right next to it. I don't have to move much of anything, but no, that tree is legit.
We got
to
decorate the studio. We got to put something in here. I don't know what you want to do.
I got to grab the
bag. You brought
the
decorations.
I forget.
I don't know, like, we just haven't had time to go get a tree. I'm wondering if I should just, remember the mini tree I was talking about yesterday?
Bring it in here.
I'm wondering if I should put it where the plants are. Like, that's where we should put our mini tree.
Put it right there, why not?
We can keep our video games and stuff. Would that be good enough for you? I know that you like the tradition of going and cutting down a tree together.
Yeah, they're expensive, though.
Well, it's just a time thing. We both have so much going on, and
Didn't last year everyone give us guff about it? Didn't we get guff?
And this, everyone gives us guff for everything. We're the dirty scumbag morning show that does everything wrong.
Yeah,
yes.
We got guff for it. When we left, there was like pine needles or something.
Even though we vacuumed. I don't want anyone to have any guff with us.
Yeah.
We want a Christmas tree. I'll bring in the little mini one. Yeah, I can't find a home for it. Well, this is a band that we announced yesterday. They are coming to town in April. Plan out. And I believe Griffin and Smoothie? Hold on. Who's got tickets? They go on sale Friday. Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, even we've got a pair.
Wow.
Not anymore. Listen on Thursday as we are giving away Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets before you can buy them. Nice. All day Thursday.
And we were told that it's not Oakland, California, whoever they're playing tonight. It's like Oakland, yeah, I really don't even care.
Got like six different answers in.
Don't even care. Michigan, PA, I don't care.
Nope, regardless, you coming into the Loud House?
You're going to come up with that fake-ass Oakland? With your fake-ass Oakland?
Right.
With you ain't Oakland.
Fake-ass. Nah.
Mm-mm. But yeah, in a list of things that I care about, what Oakland it is, I don't care at all. Okay. This is a story that, for some reason, it's got people who like to be outraged are outraged.
Yeah, what? Tell me. I'll be outraged.
Like to be outraged. I don't even think you'll be outraged about this.
Now I'm outraged that you don't think I'll be outraged.
I don't know if it's Bud Light introducing this or just like a bunch of beer companies introducing this.
Oh boy, I'm already outraged a little bit.
It's Mayo Nog. No, it's
Smoker's Cough?
Smoker's. Oh, that was the grossest shot I've ever seen. No. Gas stations, and it's not here yet, at least that I've seen. If you've seen these in Central New York, let me know. This is out of Oklahoma. But they're installing doors on the beer coolers that you have to scan your ID before the door will open. So, when you want to buy scratch-offs, you got to scan your ID?
Yeah,
same
but
thing.
That's going to be annoying because now you're going to have to do that. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to get up to the counter and they're going to be like, can you just see your ID? Be like,
just keep it out.
How I got into the thing.
Just keep it out.
I know, and it's another step that's not necessary.
I understand why they're doing this. And I never worked at a C-store, and if you have, let me know your opinion on this. Like, would you have loved this, or would you love this in New York State, or is it annoying? Because I see the point. The point is that, A, you got people probably stealing beer all the time. They're probably people going in, stealing beer, and running out the door.
Yeah.
So at least if you scan their ID, you might. Does it save a database of this is who scanned? I don't know.
I don't know.
Second is, and people don't ever take this into account when they're at anything. When they're at like a bar and they're like, "Whoa, just come on, give me a shot." Restaurants and bars and C-stores can lose their liquor license.
Yeah.
If they serve somebody underage.
Oh yeah.
So it ain't a joke if somebody goes up to the counter with beer, and they sell it to someone underage.
Yeah.
And then that whole, you know, whatever chain of C-stores could lose their liquor license. It ain't worth it, man.
It's just, as long as they just don't make me keep having to scan ID over and over and over. That's
sure.
I know it's not that big of a deal, but you know what, though? It's still annoying that you have to scan your ID to do this, and then we're going to get up there and you're gonna scan your ID again. It's just another step that's like, really, this is what spent hours at the drawing board? Coming up with
to make these? Well, the stupidest thing I've seen introduced at gas stations, I haven't seen it here either, but the LED screen doors, have you seen these? Dude.
No.
The dumbest, most wasteful, and I'll sound like an old man all day. All those glass doors now are 70-inch LCD screens, giant screens, that all they do is display what you would see if you were looking through glass.
What?
I'm going to hold on a second.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to find a photo of it.
That's crazy. But no, just that the other thing, I mean, I get it. I can understand it because, you know, I've worked at grocery stores. I get the whole underage thing. But I don't know. There's just so many. It just seems like a wasteful first step when it's not going to solve anything.
It puts one more hiccup in.
Because then someone else just scans it and then you just go in there and somebody else grabs it. Yeah, I don't know. There's just so many things. I don't know.
Here, I'm gonna show Twitch and I'll show you. This is real. I'm not making this up. These are what they're doing at like gas stations and stuff.
No.
Putting gigantic TV screens as the doors.
Come on, man.
If only there were some way that I could see
right into there.
Through a solid thing and into a door.
And see what's actually there.
Like, I just think that's so wasteful of just like electronic waste that's eventually going to go into a landfill somewhere and all the components of that.
Yep, because you won't be able to use it as a regular TV.
Like, nobody's upset that we have to look through glass.
No, and it's not going to. What sucks is that they're doing that so you can be like, oh, it looks real nice and it's all.
Every product is faced.
Yeah, but guess what? Then you go to open that and it ain't going to be there.
No.
There's no chance in hell every product is going to be stocked forever.
Right, and they're doing exactly what you used to do in the grocery store, where it's like you've got to make every shelf look neat, everything looks presentable, faced.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so now I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 20 televisions just hanging in this gas station.
that if one breaks, they all go down.
Right, then you got to call a service person out.
Then what do? Then you got to look inside the door?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're telling me I got to walk around and open a door and look inside?
Yeah. I've
got all kinds of time.
Especially if it's some of these stores around here lately. You can't slap any of those on any Walmart doors. They don't have any products.
Really?
Go to Walmarts. They're just, everything's gone from everywhere.
Picked over?
Every shelf is just empty.
Is it supply chain stuff again?
No, for the last months and months and months. It's just you go somewhere and you're like, oh, nope, out. Everything's out. Out. We're all out of this and that and everything.
I stumbled across.
Damn, dude.
At a Tops, I think. My son's favorite Purdue chicken tenders, and they're never in stock. And I bought 3 bags of them.
I finally found air fried whatever.
The Tyson ones?
I don't know if they were Tyson, but I found them at the Peach Hop. They had a bag.
Yeah.
And I went, all right, there they are.
I panicked. I was like, oh my God, I bought 3 bags. Yeah. I'm probably part of the problem. I'm the same problem.
Yeah, but those are so good. I don't blame you. You gotta get some of that.
Well, it saves me an argument.
What do you got for dinner?
Chicken tenders.
Then you go back and forth, and you're like, you want some chicken tenders?
Yeah, Boston. I need to go hit the gym at 7, but also get some Dino Nuggets.
I need a protein up, Dad. I gotta bulk up. My little
one. Highly suspect. A song about Cody Mack's penis called Little One. This is the show. You're listening to K-Rock.
I thought it was just, and then my wiener's named after the band in general. Highly suspect. Oh, bang.
It is highly suspect. That rash is highly suspect. So you're always trying to learn how to be a better communicator, right?
Yeah,
I mean, really, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Why I was up?
Well, there's 3 steps.
What did I do wrong now?
To giving a compliment. And they're very salesy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what? No, you look at someone and go, hey, nice glasses, and have a good day. Bye. There's one step. Look, acquire target.
If it's because of we're in the world of influencers now, or we're in the world of Gary V's, where everyone's like, I'm an entrepreneur and this is how we talk. It's all very salesy talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I find myself doing it sometimes and I hate it. Where you're like, you know, Cody, the world is changing, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you say right a lot because you want them to agree with you so then you can close the deal. It's all very salesy.
All questions that the answer to is yes.
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes,
now,
yes.
Wouldn't you love to have your own property in Florida for 2 weeks out of the year?
No.
What? No. So this is how.
I mean, yeah.
You deliver a compliment in a way that people appreciate. Want me to give you the 3 steps? And then we can walk around complimenting people all day?
Instead of just being,
yo, baby!
Yo, baby, yo, girl!
I like that fat ass!
Can't do that. They do not allow that. No.
Nope. Some.
No. That goes right to HR. Mm. Number one, use their name. When you use someone's name in a compliment, it sends a signal.
Just, yo, baby!
That you are tailoring this compliment to them and not just blurting something out.
Oh, that's...
So instead of saying...
I just blurted out.
Cool butt!
You say...
Hey, butt! Vanessa, cool butt!
Then it's more personable.
Hello, Josh! Nice testicles!
Thank you. All 3 of them are really shining today.
Right?
Make your compliment specific. So instead of saying, you look nice today, you say, the color is great on you. You should wear it more often.
Okay.
Cody, that plaid looks great on you. You should wear that more often.
Oh, Josh, that is quite the fancy merkin that you've presenting. You should wear that on the reg, bro.
My dress merkin, thank you. My holiday merkin. It's a Christmas sweater.
Hey!
Come on!
Like that?
Yep.
Okay.
And then number 3, don't praise and run, which,
damn it.
I want all interactions with all humans to end so quick.
I can do that. Let me just do it. Kim's about to walk in.
Come on!
And then you gotta run away. No.
Run as fast as I can.
You let it soak. They say when you give a compliment, stick around and ask a follow-up question and then listen to the answer to show the person you're sincere and might even learn from what they've said. If this isn't the most douchebaggy sales tactics ever.
It's like that kiss, keep it simple, Steven.
You're way to make it more awkward. So I'm sitting here, I go, Cody, You know, that plaid looks real great on you. You should wear it more often. Hey, what do you got going on for dinner tonight? Sit, stare, awkward silence. Do not break eye contact.
Oh, why, thank you.
Strong, firm handshake.
Come on.
Hey, business guy, we're doing business things.
Hey, businessman, would you like to do a business thing later on a business luncheon?
Like, I read these tips, and I'm like, I don't have interest in any of that.
Yeah.
I don't care about any of this stuff. But the people that do make me so uncomfortable.
Because they always come off
fake.
It's the fakest people that have ever existed. The two of them. Hey, how are you there? Hi, that's a pleasure.
And then we shake hands. And okay. Like, hey,
guess how much cologne I put on this morning?
And I'm like, oh.
A whole lot.
Like, it never feels genuine, especially if you needed to read a list of instructions.
Yeah.
On how to do this.
No.
First place, Cadillac Eldorado. Second place, set of steak knives. Third place, you're fired. I come all the way down here from Mitch and Murray to give you these leads for what? They're wasted on you.
No.
Can't earn these leads.
Yeah, that's a good.
So good. And it is. Joel's right. It's manipulative. I'm just doing this to benefit me. I'm not genuinely asking you a question or having a conversation. How can this benefit me?
Well, it's a very good opportunity for you.
Hey, I got a great opportunity for you. Come on in here. Have a seat.
Very big opportunity.
Have a seat.
Yes.
Chris Hansen? Listen, I'm pretty jealous of this Louisiana veterans home.
Why?
Because they got a piglet and a baby goat to come cheer them up.
Huh.
I mean, pretty messed up that I'm not looking out in the galaxy, officer, not seeing a baby goat and a piglet walking around. I'm just saying. It's
Rick Gary's stupid dog poops on the floor.
Oh, don't take it out on Rock.
Look, that's a pig.
Okay.
You want to pet him?
No.
You say no?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We call him our bacon bit.
Bacon bit?
Yeah. Look at him.
Oh, sad little face. Don't talk pork chop around here.
Ah, don't talk pork chop.
Oh, man. Over here.
Little baby goat.
Oh, my.
That's gonna be Cody's dream.
I love little goats. Goats are hysterical.
Little goats.
Oh, baby, got a little tiny pig. Call him Bacon Bits. I want to have some bacon bits.
Can we get down to a live nativity? We got a live nativity around here
now? Oh, anyone doing anything with those? I can scoop myself up a llama.
Get a camel. When a camel come through?
Giraffe. Those giraffe in there.
I do not believe giraffes were in Jerusalem at the time. Oh, sorry. Maybe you've read otherwise.
Okay, yeah. Where'd you hear that?
I don't know.
Friggin' media.
Ephesians 3:19, yeah. I believe they said. May the giraffes be bountiful.
Exactly.
And tall. May their tongues be black and their legs be wobbly.
And they had the lion.
Mm-hmm.
The lion that chased the giraffe after.
Mm-hmm.
And they used the frankincense. They scattered around the baby Jesus and keeps the lion away.
You see that lion in the zoo that jumped on the zookeeper this past weekend?
Oh, boy.
Like, those animals at the zoo can go whenever they want to go.
Yeah.
Like, they're being bros.
They're like, yeah, I'm just going to let you open that door on occasion.
Dude, this lion jumps, like, just charges this zookeeper.
Why would he even have gone into the cage?
Jumps on top of it, lays on top of the thing, and just, like, makes it very clear, if I wanted to kill you, I could, right?
Yeah, if I wanted to eat your face, I'd eat your face, but you don't look like you're delicious at all.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Space Babe just messaged, Cody, don't do it. It's not worth the jail time. I know a woman who got busted for stealing a baby goat during the pandemic. I would like more information
on
that,
Space Babe. You're going to need to elaborate.
You can't tell me you know a lady that got busted for stealing a baby goat and then leave it at that.
And that was it. Does she get to keep it now?
Is that eminent goat domain? I found this goat!
Eminent goat.
Found this goat! Joelle is quoting Mark Twain for a reason. Never let the truth get in the way of a good story. Space Babe in our Twitch chat, good morning, it's K-Rock, said, Cody, don't steal a baby goat. It's not worth the jail time. I know a woman who got busted for stealing a baby goat during the pandemic. To which we said, gonna need some more of that story. And I think Cody fell in love, because here's the second part. My friend was drunk, she stole the goat, ordered them matching pajamas... And when she got busted for stealing the goat, she was handcuffed to her belt loops. That seemed a little out there, but okay. She forgot she wasn't wearing underwear.
Well, I was just starting to type it, because cops always do stuff exactly by the book, Oopie.
She was shimmying out of the handcuffs, and her pants came off, forgot that she didn't have underpants on, got an indecent exposure.
Nice.
And then they took the goat back to where it came from.
Where it came from.
I
mean, I'm already Googling hotels out in Painted Post so I could stay out, you know, just kind of monitor the situation, see if I can't run into this young lady.
Top text. There's her photo. She's with a dog. That's your exact style.
Right.
Oh. I'm not saying that he's in love. I think he's in love, though.
Yeah. Wow, she's pretty, too.
Space babe, make that happen.
Hey, now.
Space babe, can we please make that happen? You know what I'm saying?
I'm on my way.
Where is Painted Post, New York?
I have not.
Next to Corning?
I don't even know where that is.
Corning the Glass?
Keep going. Where's that?
You're going to drive a while for this one, bro.
That's all right.
But I mean, listen.
I mean, if...
Love is love. Love is love.
Stealing baby goats, I'm going to have to.
What am I
going to
tell you? All right, love is love. So before we get into your 90s at 9, we don't advise anybody going to parties dressed as the Grinch. We've learned our lesson.
Give or take.
We learned our lesson.
Give or take.
This is a Michigan man who was dressed as the Grinch, went to a holiday party, and got in a fight with a reindeer. Now, no, it was a man dressed in a reindeer costume.
Oh, it was?
He was dressed as the Grinch.
Oh, obviously, then. You gotta have that, right?
Now, the Grinch, you watched it last night.
Yeah.
He's got his little dog reindeer, right?
Yeah. Max.
Max!
Yeah.
So wouldn't you think he'd get along? With a rain man in a reindeer costume?
Right. Nah, he was probably told him he was stupid or something like that, but all drunk.
Traverse City police needed to break up a fight Friday night when two 30-year-old men dressed as Christmas... Why do you got to put our ages in there?
Why you gotta
drag us down like that?
Yeah.
Two 30-year-old men dressed as Christmas characters who were attending a work party. One was the Grinch. One was a reindeer. The Grinch allegedly assaulted the reindeer. Police were called to the Hotel Indigo Friday night and discovered the man dressed as a reindeer defending himself from the Grinch. Police believe the incident was fueled by alcohol consumption.
Oh,
what are you going to do?
Yeah. Usually how that works.
And they're still investigating the situation. I think two drunk guys got in a fight. That's what I think
happened.
Was
he trying to, like, ride the reindeer? Like, reindeer, girl, let me ride you or
good
something.
Good call. Good call.
No, you want someone to ride you.
Like, if you guys been having any work parties, we had ours weeks ago.
And Josh kept trying to ride me.
And I did.
So I get it.
I rode him right out of there.
Yeah.
But have you guys had any crazy things happen at your work parties here? Because we're getting into work party season.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't think of anything that's ever happened at any of ours.
My wife's work party is like a month after Christmas.
Really?
Like, at that point, I'm not going to have any holiday spirit left in me at that point.
No, that's way too hard to show up to something after Christmas and be like, all right. Be Christmassy.
I'll show up and support my wife, but I ain't.
Oh, yeah. But they better not be trying to.
We're doing a holiday sweater contest. No, you're not. That was a month ago.
Yeah, can't be playing any holiday music.
It's closer to Valentine's Day now. What are we doing?
Yeah.
No, is it a Valentine's Day party?
You're just having a work party.
We're having
at
a
this
work
point.
Party. Yeah.
Nobody needs to dress up in elf outfits or anything like that.
But yeah, right. Just call it the work party. Say it's our annual work party.
Yeah, just a work party. No, it's Christmas. Nope.
Yeah, Angie's right. On today's episode of But Weed is Still Illegal. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Weed never made a guy dressed like a Grinch fight a guy dressed like a reindeer.
Well.
Weed makes you think it's funny.
I was like, maybe not in real life.
Weed might make you watch. The guy high at this party was watching these two fight and loving it.
Yes.
It was the best vibe ever.
He was like, this is the greatest Christmas party I've ever been
What is
to.
Going on?
I gotta add a little more.
Before
the cops get here.
Yeah, right? This was awesome.
And then the cops show go, I smell weed.
Yeah. I'm smoking weed. Me? I'm just in here eating my cake.
They beat the crap out of each other.
Twitch.tv/KROCKCNY. We are going to go head to head. Playing a little hockey today. Canadians, Kraken. Tonight's 10 o'clock game. Who stays up for that?
Because out in Seattle.
Yeah, it's way
like
out there.
7 o'clock. They're crazy.
Gross.
Overseas times.
So Cody and I go head-to-head. Thanks to East Coast Emerald. He says that all the time. Join their Telegram. They got deals in there all of the time.
All sorts of stuff.
If you want to enjoy, well, you know, over at East Coast Emeralds, jump in our Twitch chat.
Wink.
Join the Telegram right there. Hey, if you're just looking for some glass, some CBD, some clothes, you know where to find them. Right there behind Ponderosa, the old Ponderosa, in North Syracuse.